6 o'clock. I'd like to call the June 1st meeting of the WPCA to order. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call vote, please.
We're not voting anything, right?
No.
Roll call vote.
Attendance. Attendance.
Roll call, excuse me. Just roll call. I'm sorry.
Gloria's over there looking at you like, okay, what are we voting on?
Commissioner Sebelia is absent. Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner Sully?
Present.
Commissioner Terry?
Here.
Commissioner Gladue is absent.
Okay, 3 out of 5, we have a quorum. Thank you. Are there any alterations to the agenda? Does anyone have any alterations to make to the agenda?
I do.
Yes.
And I'd like to put it under new business, but I'd rather have everybody here to discuss it. And these are my issues that I want to raise. I want to take a look at, number one, I think we have to look at, based on what we're seeing in the New London Day and what's been going on in the town, we're going to be growing and changing and moving forward. And I think we have to look at our sewer plant and say, okay, where are we at now? Where are we going to be 5 years from now? Where are we going to be 10 years now? Because making those changes to that plant are going to be years-long jobs. So I think we need to hire a consultant, a company to come in and basically take a look at our wastewater facility, take a look at what our capacity is, work and get as close to our capacity as we can, and then we'll have an idea of what we've got. Then we take a look at the projects that are in the pipeline right now, ones that are close to being started, ones that are coming up, and that'll give us a determination of how much we're going to need in the future, and it also gives us a determination of where. So that's my discussion. I want to have a little discussion about that. So what do we need to do that? But I think
okay. Do you want to put that off, you know, on the agenda to discuss that?
We can discuss it today, but we don't really have everybody here.
Do you want to wait until we?
And I'd rather have the administrator here and everybody. So.
Okay.
I was thinking about this for a week. But okay, I'm going to come in. We're going to talk about these
things. Put it on the agenda for next week.
I'd like to put that on there, and really, we need to have a really independent study looking at our facility, what we have there, and also, have we ever done a study on our facility as far as?
Okay. What we can do is. Yeah, because you want to do this with everybody here.
Yeah.
Instead of putting us make an alteration to this agenda.
Okay.
We'll have Gloria put it on next month's agenda.
Or okay.
Derek. Okay.
Okay.
Are there any other alterations to the agenda? Lawyer.
Do you want me to send it to you?
This would be an alteration, but I still don't feel like there's clarification on whether the vote we had last month is needed, or it was just something
that that's not an alteration to the agenda.
Okay.
The agenda is, you know, what we're going to talk about tonight.
Or we'll
okay. But we will talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any alterations to tonight's agenda that need to be put on? Hearing none, we're moving on to motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of May 4th, 2026. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Item F, communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Are there any communications from any of the commissioners or from the superintendent?
None to report.
Or from the mayor? Okay, thank you. Moving on to item G, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Second call. Remarks from the public on regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Third and final call. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Hearing none, we move on to report from operations. Mr. Superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Derek Albertson, superintendent of the Water Pollution Control Facility. We had tremendous process during May, in part due to lower, more predictable flows coming into the plant, better nutritional balance for the biology process. Disinfection season started May 1st. I want to compliment the lead operator, Marcel Antonini, because he took it upon himself to improve the system with our contractor so that we have a better chlorine dosage, and it leads to better disinfection and also lowers costs because we'll use less chlorine. We're running at well over 90% removal efficiencies, likely 97% for both the BOD and the TSS, which are the two main contaminants. Also, we're running about 85% for nutrient removal, which the key nutrient is nitrogen in our case. So we're process going very well. Thank you.
Any questions for the superintendent? Thank you. Item I, report from administration. The administrator is absent this week, but you all received a copy of his report. Are there any questions that perhaps the superintendent might be able to answer pertaining to the administrator's report?
Well, just in general, Derek, you were saying when we were talking before, you're going to have, they're doing a review on June 3rd?
On June 3rd. And in the next item under engineers, I have some discussion.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I would like to add to the administrative report is we do have the rate increase starting July 1st, which is the beginning of fiscal year 2027. And that's roughly an increase of about $400,000 per year. In rates, we went from $80 to $100 a quarter for most ratepayers. It represents a 25% increase. It still puts our rates well below market value. At the time we decided to make the raise, that we were about 40% under market. So we were a bargain, too much of a bargain. And it is the responsibility of the commission as well as the superintendent and the administrator to make sure our fees are appropriate for our costs. There was a request for the reserve funds and from one of the commissioners, and right now under the definition of reserve funds, we have $1.8 million in sewer and $0.23 million in water. The generally accepted accounting principles recommend only 90 days of O&M funding, which is ridiculously low for a utility. So $1.8 million is a very conservative number for reserves for the sewers. And the $0.23 million for water is also very conservative. And when I say conservative, I mean there's actually more monies available. But Ron sees reserve as very much a savings or a lockdown.
How much money do we have in the bank right now in our fund? Roughly, just roughly, in millions.
In millions, like $4.8 million.
About roughly
for sewer, or is that
for both?
Okay.
And it's very much a difficult number to chase down because we bill quarterly, so the vast majority of the billing is quarterly. So we cost, and then we kind of catch up with the billing, the revenue stream. So it's a moving target. And then there's Act of God purchases that are significant. But the reserve is good. The rate increase will be a shot in the arm for revenues.
Any other questions? Thank you. Moving on to item J, report from the mayor.
I didn't see the administrator's report, but Derek, could you tell me if there's anything in the administrator's report regarding Meadows?
Yes. Let me find that.
Okay. I'll leave it as the administrator reported then. I just would like to add the property owner at the Meadows Apartments came to me a couple months back looking for help with their sewer system that is in-house and claiming that the system is in fear of failing. It hasn't failed, but it is in fear of failing, and they do have to pump it on a regular basis. And he also mentioned that he had come to the previous mayor looking for some assistance in the past, and nothing ever materialized for reasons I won't go into. But I just wanted to say that I support that. I support whatever we can do to extend the municipal system to him, to the Meadows Apartments, not only for because it's a Montville resident and it's large, there's 18 buildings there, 144 tenants, I think, apartments. And if something were to happen with that, where it failed, and they weren't able to house,
it's going to fail. If they don't last forever, right. So we've got to do something with it. We can't let that.
But isn't it failing because people keep flushing stuff that they're not supposed to?
No, systems eventually just soap and things.
They don't have the property to expand to create other systems, and I think there's 36 systems in that whole complex. There's also a concern for the contamination to the Trading Cove Brook that's nearby. So there's a lot of reasons, and Uncas Health did write a letter of support to the need to extend the sewer system into the municipal system. But for a number of reasons, I favor it. And not only for to help them, because if that system were to fail, and they weren't able to house those people, guess who would hold that bill? The town would. So in addition to that, to extend the
why would the town be responsible if that's a privately
state
owned?
State mandates.
Okay.
Where is this? What apartment are we talking about?
What is it?
Where
Leffingwell
is
Road.
Leffingwell Road. Leffingwell
okay.
Road. The,
okay.
Yeah, they call it the Meadows. It's also an opportunity.
Or would we have to extend the sewer line now? Where does it end? Derek?
Yep, at Fitchhill Road in Leffingwell. It would
goes
be
right at that intersection?
It would be 2,800 linear feet of force main, two pump stations, and then another probably 2,000 to 2,800 of gravity drain back to the pump stations.
If you had to throw a number on it, could you have an idea what that would be?
We actually have a number from the engineers, and the mayor was present for that meeting, about $11 million.
So and we're looking into some support and some funding from USDA as a way to get this done, which also would benefit us because we have a pump station at Avery Road that's in dire need of some additional help, for lack of a better word. And I think overall, to extend the system to their system to our municipal system at Fitch Hill would be good for a development on that area from Leffingwell north to the Norwich line.
Is Holly Hill on our system?
Yes.
Yes, Holly Hill.
The whole Holly Hill areas.
So
if we extended that line out, would be able. Are there any other properties that we could tie in to help offset that cost?
There's a lot of undeveloped property there.
There's only seven properties, I think, that would be helped if we were to extend it there.
But it would enable a development because you now have sewers if someone did want to develop.
Yeah,
there.
Right. And there is property that could be developed there. But, you know, the bottom line, it comes back to what you were saying before. What is the capacity?
Yeah.
You know, how is that going to affect our capacity? If we don't do something to increase our capacity soon, we're going to be in a spot because there's a good example that there's a need of an existing facility, an existing property that needs septic system.
So who
has all along? Because these septic systems are going to fail. They don't last a million years.
Right.
Whether it's 100 years, 50 years, 75 years, sooner or later.
And remember what I said. They're pumping that monthly.
Now. It's not going to be long.
So who decides if, like, for this or just in general, we want to expand? Do we come up with a proposal? How does that whole process start? Who does it start with?
It's for getting the financing?
No, just like, all right, we want to connect to the Meadows. Like,
what would be your next step?
Yeah.
Preliminarily, we've met with the parties, the owners of the apartment complex, and we've met with the USDA, and then we've met with the engineers to give us fundamentals. The Meadows had an original report from CLA that our engineers, Wright Pierce, looked at, and we have some concern. One of the things they didn't look at or didn't see was the potential for bedrock or the potential from required digging under a overpass for 395. So we wanted to make sure just it made sense. It passed the straight face test. One, could it actually be done? And then two, what would be the financing for it? So the USDA was very welcoming. So right now the next step is a formal application for a grant from the USDA. And the engineers would help us.
What's our role in this or getting more sewer anywhere in the town?
It would be, you know, by need. And in this case, $11 million, obviously, we don't have in reserve. So it would be appropriate if the funding was available to help us. And the USDA did, you know, they didn't guarantee it, but they were quite encouraging.
Would we have to bond the money? Would we go out and bond, take out a bond?
Well, they talked about straight grant and or a combination of the two. And their return rate, like Cook Towers, 2%. Theirs is 4%.
And speaking directly to your question about bonding, mm-hmm. It falls, unless other arrangements are made, things that the WPCA does falls on the ratepayer to pay for. So you're asking, what, 500 people or thereabouts to cover an $11 million bill?
Oh, that's going to make
that. Yeah, that's not.
You know, so that's the catch me out. You know, would preliminary studies are underway. Everything comes down to what kind of state funding can be made available that we can be take to the bank and say, okay, this is going to pay for it. That's the key in the lock. Without knowing that, even though it's something that the WPCA would, it falls within the purview, the point is that the WPCA can't go out and ask the town population to pay for this. The WPCA can only put a levy on its own ratepayers.
Okay.
So funding is the key in the lock.
Funding is the key, and to Commissioner Terry's comment about what are we going to charge or what will the property owner have stakes in here, that would be part of the plan, you know, for him to contribute some point towards something that it's going to cost the town. The town would be the holder of the grant. And the grant be processed through the town.
Is there money available? Is there actually money available?
We're told from USDA, and this comes right from the director for the state of Connecticut, that yes, is available.
Okay, so going back to Frank's question, how do we start?
Your preliminary engineering report needs to turn into a formal engineering.
Right.
So do we have to make a resolution to fund a engineering report?
Not tonight.
No, but is that what we would have to do?
I would think so.
Yeah, I believe it would be over the threshold.
So where did we leave that meeting that we had? What was Wright Pierce going to do?
Right now they were going to reach out to the USDA engineer.
Right.
And see if our existing report that they'd written already could be enhanced so that it accompanied the preliminary application.
Okay.
So to save costs.
So we would like to get that application done as soon as possible, but we need to find out if the preliminary engineering report will suffice for the application only.
Okay.
So the parties that are directly involved are already circling the wagons.
Okay.
Okay, so that, and one of those is actually laying out a path forward how to look at this.
Okay.
Right. It's very preliminary at this point, you know, from the WPCA point of view.
I just think if they're pumping right now at the rate that they're pumping, their time is running out fast. You know, that system is definitely failing quickly.
I fear that.
You have to pump your sisters. If you pump into your septic system every week or two, you got a real problem.
And there were some positives. Dennis, planning and zoning director, he made a very good point. Is there's light industrial areas over there that, you know, once sewers were available, could enhance their ability to, you know, expand. So, you know, that's not my position to say that. That's Dennis Godier's.
Right.
And we have to stay within the purview of the WPCA.
Right.
You know, we can work in concert with the town for other things, okay, but that needs to be sorted out. As of right now, if this went forward without any other changes being made, we'd put $500 of our ratepayers on the hook for $11 million.
Would so it be over a certain amount of time, or
no, because you know when the project, you know, contractors won't wait for their money.
So we couldn't bond the money.
We could bond the money. You want to see your rate go from $100 a month to $3?
No, I agree with you, but I mean, this, so Mary is saying this is something that has to be done.
You need to put all the ducks in a row, mm-hmm, and take them one at a time.
So there's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah.
So one is the question of capacity, mm-hmm, where right now there is capacity.
Yes.
But don't you think that, and this is your decision, don't you think that there should be some reserves for situations like this? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much their 18 buildings would impact this current capacity, but that's for an engineer to determine.
Right. Exactly.
But I don't think that we should given okays to developments that's going to eat up all of our capacity.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that.
Well, we're going to be, look at what East Lyme's done. It's basically, there's nothing going on in East Lyme.
They shut it down.
No capacity. Right. So everything's shut down. Right. So they don't do it. We don't want to get into that situation.
Well, one of the interesting things about the Meadows is that they meter their water usage. They have production wells on site, and they were able to define the exact amount of wastewater discharge. Yep. And they, you know, it was very
set up
low amount.
They have to come.
But discussions are ongoing as we speak.
So it's also important to say that our discussion with the USDA, we did entertain what is funding available for our expansion. You know, is there money out there? And they yeah, seem to think that there is.
That was going to be one of my things that I was going to bring up in that discussion. Should we start looking at that? Do we start pursuing that money or whatever we need? What do we need?
I think that's
we've got to have a plan going forward. I think we've been stagnant for as long as we can, and I think we need to.
Derek, can we use any of the reserve for this project, hypothetically?
I think that's something the commission, and we may need to talk to the attorney, the WPCA attorney, what's appropriate.
We don't have anywhere near enough information to talk about that.
Yeah. But going back to my original thing, say none of these engineering plans that move forward and we wanted to do this, the first thing we would do is, as a committee, would be, let's get an engineering plan. Is that so going forward?
That's among the first things we need to do, yes.
We wanted to, for this particular project, we need to really do the application and get in stone, you know, what kind of money are they going to give us. But we were on a phone call with three people, and they were very optimistic.
You can't go to the state or the USDA and ask for an approximate amount. First thing you got to do is nail down the cost.
And I think there's a little bit of ledge right at, if you drive down that road, Leffingwell, you know, where Fitch Hill comes down.
Right.
If you go and you're going towards the Meadows Apartments, somebody took orange spray paint and hit, you know, this outcrop. So I think there's bedrock there. So that's a concern.
Many cars have destroyed themselves on that corner.
Yeah.
Solid ledge right there. Very difficult to dig.
Well, I just don't want to. I want to make sure we keep this ball rolling. So whatever we need to do, I don't want us to be the people that are.
It's already rolling.
You know, so whatever. If we need to apply for the grants, let's apply for them, and whatever we need.
We need a cast in stone cost figure first.
Yep.
And that's underway. You know, discussions to get that are underway.
Okay.
So so that I think that's it for.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any other questions for the mayor? Thank you. Hearing none, we'll move on to item K, report from engineers. Mr. Superintendent.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very quickly, I want to address the commission's concerns about the capacity of the plant. I've met with the WPCA engineers on a number of occasions in April, May, to define what the appropriate capacity is, what it is now, and what it needs to be for the future. There are a number of planning documents that are now over 12, 13 years old that don't really hold water anymore. So what I've been doing on my own to save money is writing up what's known as a wet end operations manual. And that's to use existing facilities as best we can. And so that starts with certain things like improving the nutrient balance or using old tanks to hold water where they've just been sitting there for years. And that takes time. So right now we have about 714 equivalent dwelling units on the books for planning and zoning. So this is proposed realistic development. It's about 140,000 gallons per day of wastewater discharge. So if you look at our permitted value of 4.5 million gallons per day, and then you subtract out the contractual agreements that we have with the tribe and Rand Whitney, we do have room to serve that proposed development as well as the town. Because sometimes we get lost in the weeds and Rand Whitney's our single biggest ratepayer. You know, I just sent them a bill for almost $170,000 last month just for sewer, not even the recycling water. And Matua is about $65,000 a month. So, you know, that's a lot of cash. That kept us floating afloat during COVID. But we have to serve the town of Montville. That's the priority. So right now the development is such that the flow isn't going to break the plant wide open. But we do have water coming into the collection system. A lot of it we've stopped. We have identified and stopped. That will increase the room for proposed development in the future. Like I said, we did a nutrient balance, so it enhances the process. We use other additives to the tanks that improve it. We have approximately $1.3 million that we need to find funding for in this year's 2027 capital improvement that would further enhance the operation of the plant so that the existing footprint could handle more wastewater. I'm meeting with the engineers on June 3rd. One of the things we're going to talk about is the existing condition of the plant, how we're doing, how we can stop storm problems, how we can increase wastewater influent volume with the existing footprint of the plant, and then where do we go in the future? Add two more treatment tanks, for example. We call them SBRs, the sequential batch reactors, but it's the biological process that really does the work of the treatment. So that will be on the 3rd. I should have, you know, a good idea of where we stand, probably the first 5 years, for you next meeting.
Questions?
Good.
Thank you. Moving on to old business, we have none. New business, we have none. Reports, referrals from planning and zoning. I really don't have anything that.
Pleasure.
Moving on to Section 2, Water Commission. Item A, report from operations.
Nothing to report. I just wanted to say that we do have the consumer confidence report on the website. That's the CCR is a document that discloses to the public every year the quality of water that they're receiving as part of the water supply. Groton Utilities is actively flushing their lines. We haven't gotten any calls except for one about color. Sometimes that flushing will surge the water and bring up some sediment. It's not a concern other than you'll see like a light brown color. And all you have to do is run your water for a short period of time.
Questions?
That clears up.
Item B, report from administration. Do you have anything from Ron?
Just that we talked about the water supply plan that needs to be updated. The last one was done in 2013, I believe, and we're looking to upgrade it because it's update it because it's a 10-year update cycle.
And to add that the as it says in the report, the town council has approved the position description for the collections trainee.
Correct.
Okay. So we'll have some more folks on board. So.
Oh, mentioning the trainee, he just passed his Connecticut DEEP Operator 1 exam. So
he's officially Operator 1 now.
As of June 1st, he is a...
Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
This is an 18-year-old kid. Came right out of Gresso.
Mm-hmm. Worked summers for us for 2 years and decided to make this his career. Item C, report from engineers. Mr. Superintendent?
Let's see. I know it's going to come up under new business, but we have two options for the upgrade. Updating of the water supply plan, and it's to meet the requirements of, you know, the state legislation, and there's one for $27,500 from Resilient Land and Water, and then we have one for $68,000 from Wright Pierce, which is our WPCA engineer. Resilient is much cheaper because the gentleman who did the original plan, water supply plan, is working for that corporation now. And so he's very familiar with our layout, and it's a chance for us to be very efficient and get a better deal.
Okay. Any questions for engineering? Item D, old business, we have none. Under new business, we have to consider an act on a bid waiver for the update of the existing December 2015 Montville Water Supply Plan to meet the requirements of the RCSA Section 25-32D3. I need a motion, a second, and then we can discuss this. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Would you speak to this, please, Derek?
Yes. As I indicated, these are legislation requirements under the general statutes and also the regulations of Connecticut state agencies, the RCSA. So the water supply plan is a planning document that also includes the water conservation plan, emergency contingency plan, and a plan for cyber intrusion. And all of these are required, and there's only been really changes in the requirements associated with the emergency contingency plan remains protected from FOIA, in that our emergency contingency plan is a secret document, essentially, and we don't have to report that publicly, even if it's under a FOIA request. But it's essentially a planning document. They look at the current demand for the water supply. We have about 450 ratepayers, whereas the sewer has, close to 5,000. So it's a much smaller, system, but it's a very tight system. It's very effective. It's something we should be proud of. It also enhances the town's ability to develop parcels, and commercially and residentially. But in order to do that, we do have to have a planning document, and that covers all, what happens if we, for some reason, can't get water from Groton? Well, what did we do? Well, we can get it from Norwich. We can get it from Waterford. Excuse me, the allergies are getting me. and other things. How do we keep it safe? Well, the emergency contingency plan, is there. And it's just under statute requirement.
All right, Frank, for the record, would you read the motion, please?
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act to waive the sealed bid requirements in Section 708A of the Town Charter for the update of the existing December 2015 Montville Water Supply Plan to meet the requirements of RCSA Section 25-32D-3. As it is in the best interest of the town, the proposed work would be awarded to Resilient Land and Water for a fee of $27,500.
Okay. Derek, would you please speak to the justification why this is in the best interest of the town?
Yes, I think it's just financially the best option. We did look at what our current WPCA engineer could do for us. In this case, the price tag came back significantly higher. So what I did was I did some research, found the gentleman that had done the water supply plan 15 years ago, and asked him if, is he still working in the field? And he was. He works for now for Resilient Water, Land and Water. And I said, would you give me a proposal? His proposal was very extensive, covered everything we needed to keep us up to date and compliant. And it was significantly cheaper. Instead of 67, it was $27,500.
It was 67 to 25.
67 to 27.5.
27.5.
Wouldn't this fall into the, if we put it out to bid, we automatically have to pay $15,000? So that would make this bid have to be $13,000 before we even made any money?
Yes.
From, yeah.
All right. Any other questions? Any further discussion?
No.
It's a no-brainer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Roll call vote, please, Gloria.
Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
Commissioner Maselli.
Favor.
Commissioner Terry.
Favor.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item F, reports from SQUAW. There was no meeting from SQUAW, so I have nothing to report. Part 3, remarks. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Are there any remarks from the public? Second call, any remarks from the public? Third, final call, any remarks from the public? Are there any remarks from commission members?
Right. Yeah, I still, going back to last week, when we voted on that, they requested that. So, but if you're saying it's not something they had to do, how is it even legally binding if they're just basically asking us to do it?
Okay, it's when someone comes to the commission with an official request, the commission is bound to consider it. Sometimes it's to approve it, sometimes it's to think about it, sometimes it's to reject it. But you can't just not consider it. If they officially present it to the commission, you have to consider it.
But why is it not, why is it optional if they're requesting us to
because
reserve?
There's nothing that says that they have to make that request. You know, but they chose to, trying to lock in from their own business point of view. They tried to lock in the town.
Mm-hmm. So I get where Frank's coming from. Is this something that we're legally obligated to consider? If somebody, or are there towns that don't consider this at all and will not give you that information? Or are you required to give it? If someone comes up to you and says, I would like to reserve capacity in your facility, is that a law that we have to consider, or do we have the right to say we don't do that?
We don't have that right. What it is if someone comes to the commission and makes an official request, it's actually gets recorded in the minutes that the request was made. If an official request is put before the commission for consideration, the commission is bound to at least consider it.
Right. My question is, is there something, do we have to even, is there something that says or can there be something in our regulations that say we do not reserve space, period?
There is nothing in our regulations or in our procedures which state that.
That say that. And the next question would be, is there a law that says you can't put that in your procedures?
No, there is not.
So partially what I said and partially what the mayor said, this Meadows apartment thing is an unexpected addition to a tax on how much supply we have. So can we make it so new developers would have to come to us and ask?
Oh, they would have to do...
Because my whole thing is, like, if they don't have to come, but one chooses to come, it seems like it should either be they have to or they don't.
Part of getting anything done is demonstrating that water and sewer is adequate for the project.
Yes.
For that, they have to come to the commission.
But again, the way I said, like, the what they built across the street, they didn't come here and asked us to reserve any sewer.
No, they didn't. Business people are not obligated to come here to ask us to reserve.
Can we make it so they're obligated? Can we pass something as a commission to say that they have to do that based on we only have a limited amount of supply?
Without speaking to whether or not that's a wise thing to do, yes, we can.
Well, I'd want to put that on a future agenda, that we want to talk about that.
Capacity reserves?
Would you agree? Would you agree that we should put forth to talk about whether future developers should have to come to us?
Yeah, we should have a procedure.
Yeah.
That is written that says, okay, I'm a developer, I want 200 units, and I'm going to build 200 units in here. Well, here's the procedure that you have to follow. You're going to need to go to the Water and Sewer Commission. You're going to have to request this or whatever. You know, there should maybe... We need to amend our rules of procedures. Do we have rules of procedures as far as the commission? Okay, so that maybe we should make it a requirement that they do, so we can keep track of these things, and say anything that's going to be more than this capacity, more than, you know, based on gallons, not saying units, but let's say you're building 20 units or 15 units, you're going to need to do this, so we have an idea to protect us as well, that we know what's going to be coming into our system. We're kind of getting an early heads up to it, the fact that, okay, we're going to be building 20 apartments and we're going to be putting in, you know, 130,000 gallons a day into your system, you know.
We can talk about it.
Yeah, I can get something together.
Okay.
And then for next week, I should have something ready for the commission about capacity after my June 3rd meeting with the engineer.
Will you send will you send each of the commissioners that report?
Okay, if it's completed. But I'll be ready to at least have discussion next meeting. And then the status of the meadows.
Okay.
That was another.
And
then particularly if there's funding available through the USDA. And then also moving forward capacity reserves, you know, size determination maybe, you know. Typically, you know, when I first started here, we'd maybe get, you know, development really wasn't booming. So we would get one or two houses. And then we have, you know, really skilled John Lilly, you know, he's the inspector. And, you know, we have a process. They do an application. He gets a sense, do we even have sewers there? Or does the pipe have the capacity to receive their wastewater? So he took it from there. But then when it started to march along formally, there would be a check-off from each department associated with planning and zoning. And then sewer would make that decision then, you know, can we support this? But I think your point is valid in that there's a lot of proposed development. Planning and zoning was
okay, but this
excellent.
This can all go into that discussion.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I have one other thing.
Yes.
So for that, we're going to, next meeting, we're going to discuss that.
We'll put that on the agenda for next week.
Okay, and then to potentially make some kind of rule that...
Potentially.
Yeah. I have a question on attendance. Rich hasn't been here since last September. Is there some kind of requirements for attendance? Because I don't want... The three of us are here almost every time. I don't want him coming in. Nick comes here every three meetings. And they vote on something that they're not even a part of.
I'll take it up with the chairman of the town council. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned at 6:51. Thank you, everyone.